Biden's welcoming the release of 10 Americans freed today in a prisoner swap with Venezuela.
They're in an aircraft on their way home to the United States. And we've secured the release of every American being held in Venezuela.
CBS's Robert Legarry.
Venezuela is going to be receiving Alex Saab, who is an ally of Nicolas Maduro, accused of money laundering, engaging in a bribery scheme in Venezuela. Fat Leonard, Leonard Francis, who is a Malaysian financier who ran a company in Asia that kind of managed ports and had a lot of contact with U.S. naval ships.
He was at the center of one of the largest bribery schemes in naval history. The leader of Hamas is in Egypt today discussing another possible ceasefire to get more hostages released. Correspondent Robert Berger.
Israel is said to be offering a one-week pause in fighting in exchange for 40 hostages, including women, elderly men, and the sick. In turn, Israel is prepared to release Palestinian prisoners, including Hamas militants convicted of terrorism.
U.S. Parks Police are investigating the vandalism of the Lincoln Memorial in D.C. Someone dumped red paint on the monument steps and wrote the word Gaza. It could take days now to remove. NASA and the White House are inviting an international astronaut on a future moon landing. Vice President Kamala Harris talked about the need for global cooperation today at a meeting of the National Space Council.
Our duty as nations must be to work together to make that opportunity real.
Americans will head back to the moon for the first time in decades in 2025. The Las Vegas Health Department says there are no active tuberculosis cases after someone with the disease visited two dozen schools. Here's CBS's Wendy Gillette.
Students and staff at more than a dozen schools who had close contact with the person will be tested starting this week, and everyone at one elementary school will undergo testing next month.
The Salvation Army is scaling back bell ringers in big cities. KCBS radio reporter Matt Bigler's in San Francisco.
We'd like to have more kettles out, but it doesn't pencil out.
Major Matthew Madsen says instead of blanketing shopping centers with bell ringers, they are redeploying them at popular holiday events.
With the amount of foot traffic that we have, we believe we're going to make up the difference. Work smarter, not harder, if you will.
Bell ringers brought in just over $100 million last year, a 19% drop from 2019.
Winning the Powerball could help for the holidays. Tonight's jackpot is close to $600 million. This is CBS News.
The holiday season is right around the corner. Give the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Give them a steal. Visit your local steel dealer or go to steelusa.com/gift guide.
The holidays are the happiest time of the year. That is, unless you or your loved ones are miserable because of colds, sinus infections, or allergies. This holiday season, give the gift of better breathing with Navage. Wash away your cold and congestion problems this holiday season. Add Navage to your gift list so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier all year long. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer heavy-duty dry cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Swiffer takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden was in Wisconsin Wednesday touting the benefits of his plan to strengthen the economy. He was at the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce.
Milwaukee business applications are up 70% compared before the pandemic. The share of black people employed in Milwaukee in 2022 was the highest in more than a decade.
The president says since taking office, black employment in Milwaukee is the highest in more than a decade. The Republican district attorney in Sheboygan County is appealing a Dane County judge's ruling that an 1849 law bans feticide and not consensual abortions. Joel Ermansky also questions whether Attorney General Josh Call had standing to bring the lawsuit that led to the Dane County ruling. Ermansky says he wants the case to be brought directly to the state Supreme Court. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the upper 20s. And more clouds around for Thursday, a high in the upper 30s. Slight rain chance Friday, a high in the low 40s. Even warmer for the weekend, mostly cloudy Saturday, rain chance Sunday, warming from the 40s to the 50s. Right now it's 31.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211. Or visit 211.org. 211. Get connected. Get help.
The Todd Alba Show.
Peter Rapine joins us once again.
City Bums World, we had our holiday party last night.
You scheduled this holiday party for your company.
What just is over the back fence? Cool little... Let's say you have a
three-piece children's luggage set.
Or a
seven-quart digital air fryer.
Or a
2019 Cadillac.
For sale. Just call up 424-2600 on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Describe your item and wait for the calls to roll in. It's your on-air bulletin board only on WFHR.
Now, here is the empowered caregiver and your host, Liza Helen Brand.
You are listening to The Empowered Caregiver, and I am your host, Liza Helen Brand. Today, I will be speaking with Noah Fulton from Inner Wisdom Acupuncture and Wellness, who will share ways that caregivers can take care of themselves over the holiday season and beyond. I'll also be speaking with Bryn Seaman, representing Wisconsin Family and Caregiver Support Alliance, who I am proud to say will be a 2024 sponsor of The Empowered Caregiver Show. And last but not least, sprinkled in between these interviews, I have my handy-dandy co-host with me, Mr. Caden Kroot, who will be sharing his experiences growing up with multiple disabilities. My first guest, Noah Fulton, who works at Inner Wisdom Acupuncture and Wellness in Madison, is joining me now. Thank you so much, Noah, for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, I contacted you because I learned that Group Health Cooperative was going to be closing its complementary medicine department in Madison, where you worked and where I met you. And I absolutely loved the complementary medicine services at GHC. The providers were all awesome, and it was a pretty non-invasive way to tackle your health and wellness concerns without all of the side effects of taking prescription medicine. And I don't know, when you listen to those commercials and the 57 different side effects that go along with the one problem, it scares me. I run in the opposite direction. So I loved the opportunity to get to know the providers at the complementary medicine department of Group Health. But when I learned that they were unfortunately closing the doors, I wanted to reach out to the people that have helped me along the way so that people know where you're at, what you do, how they can find you, and so that you can help them as well. So, Noah, your primary practice is acupuncture. And because this involves needles, no offense, you were the last person on my list to go see. I'm not a fan of needles, never have been, have some horrible stories to go along with this. But I had this frozen shoulder situation several years ago, and I was just in so much pain. I thought, what the heck? Why not? I'm going to give it a try. And honestly, I found it to be very helpful, but I still don't know a lot about acupuncture. So could you just give me a brief 101?
Yeah, of course. So I'm glad you had such a positive experience, first and foremost. As acupuncturists, we are trained in what's called traditional Chinese medicine. And it's basically this kind of ancient way of looking at the body. And it kind of treats the body as a whole instead of like Western medicine is likes to break things down into parts and treat things individually, which can sometimes be helpful too. But the practice of acupuncture involves placing needles in kind of strategic points throughout the body. And that's kind of how acupuncturists are able to influence the body to heal itself. And that's really what we're trying to do with acupuncture is just allow your body to heal itself. And sometimes, like when we have injuries or even things like anxiety and depression, different parts of our body can become blocked up in areas. So that's kind of the basics of how acupuncture can benefit the body and how it works.
Well, and you touched a little bit on you know, anxiety, depression, different things, but I had always associated acupuncture as a form of pain management. But what else is out there that acupuncture would be beneficial for?
Yeah, so it's really commonly used to treat like musculoskeletal pain. And one of the reasons that it does that is because when you get acupuncture, your body is kind of put in this sedative state, right? And it causes our nervous system to actually release its own painkillers, endorphins. But it also has these other kind of autonomic functions that can benefit the body as well. So they've kind of hooked people up to MRIs and discovered all these kind of magnificent things that happen when you get acupuncture. And one of the things that happens is your brain actually cycles through serotonin and dopamine. And these are just kind of common neurotransmitters that are flowing throughout our brain, but sometimes can get blocked up when we are experiencing heavy stress loads and kind of like elevated levels of cortisol from too much stress. And so acupuncture basically is trying to stimulate your parasympathetic nervous system. So without getting too technical into what that is, it's kind of just the rest and digest responses in your body. So that in that way, it's able to kind of influence all kinds of different things within your body, particularly with your emotions and sometimes lowering stress levels, lowering anxiety and depression as well.
And you said rest and digest?
Rest and digest, yes. Okay. So I can give you like a very brief kind of overview of the nervous system too, if that would help kind of understand. But
well,
basically, we're either in fight or flight mode, or we're in rest and digest mode. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, as Americans, like when we're when we're so busy with all these activities and caregiving, especially, we can kind of get stuck in what's called fight or flight mode, and that's kind of where we're in this pattern of being overstressed, and that has negative influences on the body. So
no, that makes total sense to me. And that's why I asked, because I struggle with anxiety and I just really this year am really wrapping my head around to, wow, what degree I struggle with anxiety. And with that comes digestive issues because I'm always in this fight or flight mode, right? So you know, if you're having those types of digestive issues, then acupuncture would be something to explore.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, when I mentioned earlier, kind of like treating the body as a whole, right? So when we think of something like anxiety, you know, oftentimes people will associate that with like butterflies in our stomach, right? So there's that kind of mind and gut connection. So oftentimes if somebody's coming in for anxiety, we'll kind of take a look at like your upper abdomen, and you might have an area there that is like really tight and really tense and stagnant. So we'll place needles there, and that can kind of almost open up this pathway between your mind and your body, right? Or and your stomach or your gut or whatever seems to be bothering you. So stress will kind of affect people in different ways. So For one person, it might be abdominal issues. For another person, it might be lower back pain. So let's say you're coming in and you have really bad anxiety, but it kind of manifests itself in your body as lower back pain. Well, we can kind of address your back as well as do some points around your body to kind of lower stress too. And that's kind of when I said the benefit of acupuncture is treating the body as a whole. We're not just targeting like one specific area, right? We're trying to take your whole body into account. And that's how kind of Chinese medicine has helped people for thousands of years. So
I love that. I love that philosophy, that concept. It just seems really awkward and clunky to me how the current medical system is just broken up in all of these departments and body parts, and they don't talk to each other, they don't communicate, and it's a little mind-boggling knowing what we know now. So 100% aboard. This is where things get tripped up for me. Commitment. How long do you have to commit to acupuncture? How often do you have to go to see the full benefit?
Yeah, so I always tell people everybody kind of responds differently to every kind of medicine, right? So it really depends on your background. And just to give people a general rule of thumb, if you've been, let's say, since we're talking to caregivers, if you've been taking care of somebody for 6 or 7 years, and you know this pattern of stress and anxiety or whatever you're coming in with has been manifesting for that long, you're probably looking at needing longer term care, more sessions, right? Versus let's say someone just became ill and you're taking care of them and it's a little bit more of an acute situation, but you're feeling overwhelmed in that moment and you're seeking out care. You might be a lot quicker to respond to treatment. So not to beat around the bush, but it really is a very like case by case outcomes.
So. Sure. And is there ever a time where you have said to somebody, I think you should include this, or I think you should do this, or are you a firm believer in acupuncture cures all?
No, I'm definitely not a firm believer in any like one size fits all model. So I think, and I encourage patients to try all kinds of things, especially if they've gone down the kind of like standard route, like let's say taking medications, and it just hasn't worked for them, right? There's all kinds of different things you can try doing. So whether it be seeking out other types of body care, you know, something like massage therapy can be really effective for anxiety and depression, especially in the caregiver's shoes, you know, giving your body time to rest and kind of, as opposed to pouring from your own cup, let somebody else kind of pour into your cup while you're, you know, receiving attention from a massage or from an acupuncture session or a Reiki session, or it can be any number of things.
Absolutely. You're listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show, and today I'm here with Noah Fulton from Inner Wisdom Acupuncture and Wellness. Noah, caregivers are prone, as we have been talking about, to experience higher levels of stress and anxiety due to their caregiving a role, and for many of them, there's physical stress too, if you know they're transporting and doing all of those different things. With holidays just around the corner, do you have any other natural recommendations for caregivers to help them stay zen during this crazy holiday season?
Absolutely. So one of the things I almost always recommend to my patients who are kind of like overstressed is just finding time to like calm their mind down, calm their nervous system down, and take a break from your busy routines. It doesn't have to be very long. And one of the things I will recommend is this yoga practice called Yoga Nidra. And it's not actually any sort of physical yoga. You just lay down on a bed or sit down in a chair and put headphones on, and kind of go through this guided meditation, so to speak. And basically, it's just kind of activating this rest and digest response in your body. But it's just taking time to step away from the busy day, step away from your life, and let your body kind of catch up for a minute.
Yoga that requires no yoga. I'm down. Noah, before we run out of time here, where can people find you?
Yeah, so you can find myself and my partner online at innerwisdomacu.com, and our address is 3801 Regent Street in Madison, and we will be accepting new patients starting in January. So if anyone's interested, please check that out, and I'll definitely send that little information with you to post on your website as well. Okay?
I will make sure that all the information is on my Facebook page after the show so that people can track you down. Thank you so much for being with me tonight, Noah.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Mm-hmm.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help.
Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Anybody who's ever breastfed a child knows that breast milk is liquid gold. Preserve it at all costs.
Oh, that's what Kristen talking about. Yeah. Freezing it, like pumping, freezing. She's like, I have bricks of it. I'm like, this sounds like a reboot of Breaking Bad. Like, this is...
In the breast
Breaking
milk
breast.
Bucket.
Breaking breast.
Breaking breast. Well done.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You are listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show, and I am your host, Liza Hellenbrand. Later in the show, I will be playing an interview that I had with Bren Seaman earlier this week about the great work that Wisconsin Family and Caregiver Support Alliance is doing and how you can be part of the alliance to support family caregivers across the state of Wisconsin. But first, I have with me the one and only Mr. Caden Kroot, who is also my son and the reason that I do the Empowered Caregiver Show. So welcome, Caden. Caden was diagnosed with autism at the age of 2 and has worked very hard and has achieved so many things. And if you have a question for Caden, what it's like growing up with multiple disabilities, you can give me a call at 1-844-967-2789. And we will be here to tell you what our life story, what it's like living with disabilities. And what's your point, Matt, Caden?
I think the mic's on mute and I can't hear the headphones.
Oh, you can't hear. Okay. So let me make this adjustment here. So, Caden, how is it now? Better?
Yeah, it's better.
Okay. Sorry about that. We should have checked that out before we got on air, huh? So I wanted to ask you, Caden, or have you tell listeners, besides autism, that you were diagnosed with when you were about 2 years old.
Correct.
You also have some other disabilities. Can you share with the listeners what some of the other challenges are?
I have an intellectual disability and learning disabilities, which means learning and understanding new information as well as problem solving can be more challenging. Growing up, it took me longer to speak, walk, even dress up and eat without help, and it causes trouble learning in schools.
Yeah, school was tricky sometimes, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So besides autism and an intellectual disability, what else did we find that you had along the way?
I also have ADHD, which impacts my ability to stay focused and pay attention. ADHD also impacts your brain's exclusive function ability.
Executive.
Executive.
The executive function ability. And that's kind of one thing that we were going to talk about, because that's probably a new term that not everyone has heard about, executive functioning.
And I was only diagnosed with this like 4 years ago.
Yeah, like 4 years ago, because we had a lot going on and it takes a long time to figure out what's what and what to do about it and all of that stuff. So it was quite a journey. But one thing that you just did a report for school on ADHD, because I think you feel that's really one of the bigger challenges for you, and the apple doesn't fall far from the tree there, meaning that mom struggles with that as well. But we were talking about these areas of executive function and that tend to be impaired in individuals with ADHD. So there, remember when we were talking about it earlier, there's actually just six, I think they narrowed it down to like six different areas of the brain that that are impaired or have challenges when you have ADHD. And the first one was activation. And which would that include, Caden?
Well, that would include organizing tasks and materials and estimating time and getting started.
And getting started. Like sometimes it's just hard to even get started, right?
Yeah.
I definitely feel that some days more than others. Estimating time, you're pretty good at managing your time.
Yeah, I also set alarms, and I also am pretty good at managing it, estimating it like, as I'm in school.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's good that you say that you use alarms, because there a lot of people have to use different resources and different tools and apps to help them. Organization, you and I, we probably both get an F. You think in organization? Are you pretty organized?
Well, I think I'm pretty organized most of the time. It's just like a lot of time I'll check where, like, I feel like that's a lot of the time why I don't lose my phone or wallet or AirPods or anything like that. Cause like I have places where I put things.
Phone, wallet, and AirPods. Yeah. And that's really all you need in life, right? As long as you keep track of those, you're good, right? Yeah. And so another area that is impacted with ADHD that you wanted to share, because you thought that it was important that we spread awareness on this issue, because not a lot of people know about it.
Yeah.
And the other one was focus, which is sustaining your focus or keeping your focus, shifting your attention as needed, all things that we struggle with, right?
ADHD can cause different like emotions in your mental state, just like any other disability. And I feel like people should kind of understand that too about ADHD, instead of assuming that it's like just one temporary excuse.
I did remember you saying that it can get annoying or frustrating when people think that you are using ADD or ADHD as an excuse.
Yeah, right. I know a lot of people point out these days and they have it, but it's just like...
Yes, and you said emotions, and emotions is another thing that goes along with ADHD. People with ADHD can really have a hard time managing their emotions, their frustrations, and dealing with their feelings. So that's one thing that you said. And then there was this one here. What about this?
There's effort, and to define effort is regulating alertness, sustaining
motivation,
and processing speed.
Yep, and those are all some things that you have struggled with, and we didn't talk about auditory processing disorder, which is another one of the list of diagnosis that you were given that it can take a longer time for you to process information. So there's sometimes where I talk to you, and then I'll say, Caden, and you're paying attention. You're just thinking about it. You're just thinking through, and you're thoughtful in your answers. So that plays in as well. But then there's also memory, and that can be a struggle for people with ADHD. And then there is action, which is monitoring and regulating your physical activity. So I don't think neither of us are super hyper, are we?
Like, I would say I have like mild ADHD or somewhere moderate. I don't really know.
Yeah, but some people really have a hard time sitting still.
Well, I mean, yeah, fidgeting. I do actually. Yeah.
You do? Okay.
That's why I'm moderate.
Gotcha. So despite all your daily challenges, you have accomplished so much, Caden. I just wanted to share that, you know, you were in forensics, Special Olympics, you did youth leadership forum, you volunteered at the senior center, you worked at Middleton Parks and Recreation, you've worked at restaurants, you've been working at Marcus Theater for a long time. How long have you been working at Marcus Theater?
Like a couple years.
Couple years. And you're going to college to be able to work in this school.
Yeah, because I just got done with my first semester of sophomore year. Then next semester starts next month.
Yes. So, Caden, I want you to stick around because there's more that we're going to talk about. And people can feel free to call in if they have questions for either of us. Up next, we're going to be talking with Bryn. And then we'll come back to finish up with Caden Kroot.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
News Brief. The White House confirms 10 Americans are on their way home following a prisoner exchange for a close ally to Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We have no higher priority than doing everything we possibly can to bring our fellow citizens out of harm's way.
Israel and Hamas are in talks in Egypt for another pause in fighting. CBS's Remy Innocencio.
Israeli media are now reporting the government has a possible plan for new hostage talks. It may ask for the release of 30 to 40 hostages that may include women, the ill, and the elderly.
And a slow-moving storm is expected to bring rain and possible flooding to parts of Southern California soon. KCAL meteorologist Amber Lee.
Rain amounts with this second storm system, we could see an additional 2 to 5 inches, a little bit more near the foothills and mountains. And then as we head toward areas like the mountains, we actually could see some rain changing into snow above 7,000 feet.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Influenza levels have been picking up significantly across Wisconsin. The state health department says that about 1 in 10 people who test for either influenza, RSV, or COVID are testing positive. Nearly 300 people have been hospitalized from influenza this month. Still, those numbers are significantly down compared to last year. President Biden was in Wisconsin Wednesday touting the benefits of his plan to strengthen the economy. He was at the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce.
When you increase the middle class, the poor have a shot and the wealthy still do very well. The middle class does well and we all do well. That's what we call Bidenomics.
The president also says he wants to bring back the child tax credit, which he says lifted half of all black children in the U.S. out of poverty. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the upper 20s. And more clouds around for Thursday, a high in the upper 30s. Slight rain chance Friday, a high in the low 40s. Even warmer for the weekend, mostly cloudy Saturday, rain chance Sunday, warming from the 40s to the 50s. Right now it's 31.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Did you know December 25th isn't just Christmas? It's also National Pumpkin Pie Day. This delicious dessert originated in the U.S. in the 1800s and really grew in popularity when it became a part of Thanksgiving, though the official day to celebrate pumpkin pie is still December 25th. Sounds like a delicious reason to enjoy it. Don't forget to add some ice cream or whipped cream for an extra special treat. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
The Jell-O program starring Jack Benny.
The Johnson Wax program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Craft Music Hall with Bing Crosby and his distinguished guests for this Christmas Eve.
Be our guests for the WFHR tradition of 30 hours of Christmas. Starting at noon on Christmas Eve, enjoy 30 hours of old-time radio, classic Christmas music, and special broadcasts of the Sunshine Polka Show, Seth Faces the Music, and Director's Cut. Exclusively on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, it's a Merry Christmas from all of us at WFHR, locally grown radio.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate.
Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
And I am your host, Eliza Hellenbrand. I've been speaking with Mr. Caden Kroot, a young man with multiple disabilities who gets up every day and just slays it. And if you have a question for Caden, you can, or, you know what, a question for me. I am Caden's, proud to say I'm Caden's mother, and we have been on this autism journey kind of together for about 18 years. So if you have a question for us, feel free to give a call at 844-967-2789, and Caden will be back to join me in the next segment and answer any questions that you may have. Coming next is Bryn Seaman from Wisconsin Family and Caregiver Support Alliance. I have a pre-recorded interview with Bryn because not all people, believe it or not, are available in the evening to speak with me. So I'm going to be talking to Bryn about their sponsorship that they have provided for the Empowered Caregiver coming up. And I also wanted to add, there was one thing that we forgot to talk about in our discussion that we had, and that was on the website, on their website, there is the ability to click on Truralta. Truralta is a partner organization with, they're actually, the Department of Health and Human Services, I believe, is the one that has paid for Truralta. So it is an expense that the state has incurred to help family caregivers. So you can go on that website and they provide resources, they provide training and also support groups. And the goal is to not only support caregivers, but to help seniors and others age in place. So it's an awesome platform to support caregivers and provide skill-based training, support groups, and like I said, online families, communities for people to connect and stay together. And we're going to go now to the interview with Bryn. You are listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show, and I am your host, Eliza Hellenbrand, and I am so excited to start the day off on a high note. I have with me today Bryn Seaman from Wisconsin Family and Caregiver Support Alliance, and why I have her on is a couple different reasons. One, they offer invaluable information and are doing a ton of great advocacy work, and two, they provided a grant for me to become a sponsor of the show. So I greatly appreciate that. So thank you so much, Bryn, for being here with me today. What I would like to start out with is, I'm sure many people, most people, even I struggled for the longest time, in understanding what exactly the Wisconsin Family and Caregiver Support Alliance is. Can you explain that one to me once more?
I can certainly try, and I can't profess to be an Uber expert, I don't think yet, because I still learn, and I've been in this role for about 2 years, and when I say this role, I'm an Older Americans Act consultant and family caregiver support specialist with a nonprofit agency called GWAR, and we contract with the state. So my bread and butter, my day-to-day work is really around technical assistance, orientation, training, for 11 tribes and 70 counties in our service region. But as with any new job, there's kind of all these other duties as assigned, and you need to get to know people and groups, and this was certainly one of them. So the Wisconsin Family and Caregiver Support Alliance is it's standalone work group. It's a true alliance of people who come together. Typically, the history has been of those who are employed in some capacity that overlaps or works with family caregivers in some way. and they donate their time. They make this a part of their work to try and promote efforts that support family caregivers. Some of it's just awareness. Some of it is, you know, as far as advocacy and taking things up at the state and even national level. So it is a separate alliance, and we have lots of great partnerships. Some are nonprofits, some are part of DHS. And more recently, we've had a lot of membership growth, too. So individuals who've joined our alliance as well.
So that's wonderful. So anybody, if I'm understanding you correct, could apply to be part of the Wisconsin Family and Caregiver Support Alliance?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. As I said, traditionally, as I understand it, most folks have been employed. You know, they've been working in some capacity where they recognize family caregiving is an issue. It's something that might be near and dear to them. Maybe they've had an experience or they are currently a family caregiver. But we are really excited because we've had people who have a true lived experience either currently or in the past and are giving us their wonderful time, you, Liza included, and put forth a lot of passion and energy. So you can be an agency, an organization, or an individual person who has a passionate voice and you can join the alliance.
Are you able to disclose some of the agencies or organizations that are currently a part of the alliance?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we really like to promote them. That's one of the benefits we hope entices people to come to our alliance is that when we do our marketing campaign in November for National Family Caregiver Month, we do a press release, we do an entire marketing toolkit, and those partners are highlighted in that effort, as well as we have a Facebook page as well, so throughout our Facebook page. So I mentioned DHS. We have a representative from the Bureau of Aging and Disability Resource at Bader, Community Living Alliance, of course, Empowered Caregiver. The agency I worked for, or work for, rather, is called the Greater Wisconsin Agency on Aging Resources. We're so lucky that Milwaukee County Department of Health Services, too, has recently, in about the past year, year and a half, joined. We have WisconsinSIBS, which is an amazing organization focusing on siblings of individuals with disabilities. Respite Care Association, longstanding member, Wisconsin Board of People with Developmental Disabilities, and then the Wisconsin Bureau of Aging and Disability Resources. So the list grows. These are powerful allies and partners, but we are happy to add more.
Right, because it takes more than just the, I mean, that's great. We've got these big organizations behind it, but we also need, like you said, the everyday caregiver that is passionate about the cause. They have the lived experience. They know firsthand what it's like, and their voices matter. So I encourage people to check it out. I know you said that you have been doing this now for 2 years, so you may not know the whole history, but do you know a little bit about how this alliance came to be?
The little bit of anecdotal information that I have is that it was much smaller than it is now. It's been over a decade, though I don't know the founding year. And one of the crowning jewels of the alliance is the website that I actually primarily help run now, behind the scenes, adding content. And that itself has also changed hands from organization to organizations. So I think that the history is much of our current mission, people recognizing that there's invisible work that's being done as the backbone of the healthcare system. People are maybe at their own health expense or financial expense, caring for others. And without any awareness to this very invisible population, we're losing money in healthcare, we're losing caregivers, we're losing individuals who maybe have, I'm taking us there a little bit morbid path, maybe prematurely passed away because of, you know, an exhausted caregiver or a caregiver who had other barriers and we weren't as a community, a society, lifting them up. So I think all of those intentions were the founding cornerstones of the alliance.
Well, thank you for pointing that out. And I know some of the topics that we talk about do seem kind of morbid and hard to bring up, but it is an excellent point, right? If we don't take care of the caregiver, then how can that person take care of the person that, they're caring for? So it's essential. You talked a little bit about the mission. What are some of the goals of the Wisconsin Family and Caregiver Support Alliance?
I do not have the mission memorized, but I do have kind of a concise snippet of what our goals are. And it really is, I think, first about awareness, because we recognize that many caregivers don't see themselves as caregivers, and the community at large, our society, doesn't even recognize this for the most part as a population. We kind of are pulled into it overnight with the diagnosis and illness and accident, and we perform. Because it's our spouse, our loved one, whomever it is that we're caring for, we just take on that responsibility and role. So outside of awareness and identification that this is a population that is very special and very important and requires a lot of support, then after that, it's about education and training. And a lot of that can come in ways of advocacy. And this is a new area for me. I'm just kind of flexing my muscle in the past year and a half. Talking maybe at a more local level, city government, county government, and then beyond that into state and national government about how we can best support caregivers. The other thing, too, is that we want to promote allies, people who maybe were former caregivers and have now the time because they aren't currently a caregiver, but still have that experience and know how it's how important it is. We'd like to lend their voice and their efforts in those training, advocacy, and education opportunities.
So lots of different avenues in which people can get involved. And I love the awareness. For me, 2024 is going to be all about the awareness, because I think you're absolutely right. So many people just do this caregiver role. They just do. That's it. That's where it ends. They just do. And they don't acknowledge that they're a caregiver, and they don't acknowledge or maybe know or understand what that means and what that means for their personal well-being going into the future. So I love the awareness, love the advocacy piece, and it takes more people. So I want to make sure that we get out there. Who are you looking for? And then how can people go to join this alliance if they want to be part of the movement?
Great question. I think that we're looking for people who recognize the gap and want to be engaged, whether that's through passion or advocacy, to be a part of some positive change. If you join our work group and in our alliance, we have, I think it's 5 different work groups, some focus on kind of lifespan. So from birth to death, if you will, and what it looks like to be a caregiver for a child, a young child with disability. But it might also be for caring, for an aging parent or aging loved one. And of course, respite throughout that lifespan is needed, and as well as services to support the caregiver. So we have a work group dedicated for that. And I believe, again, there's 5 of them, and I can go through each of them. But if you go to our website on the WisconsinCaregiver.org, you're able to see each of those work groups. And if you're thinking that you could dial into one of those or you have something to share, they typically only meet about an hour a month. Some of them are even less. They might only meet about an hour every quarter. So the actual meeting time isn't significant, but there is work. We want it to be a mutual beneficial relationship. So if, you're taking on the assignment or the homework, if you will, from one work group to get things done and accomplished and report out for the next, we want that because we want success. We want to see good momentum and positive change. So that's going to take passionate individuals.
And so you mentioned to go to WisconsinCaregiver.org, and I know that we're coming up on time, but I want to spend the rest of the time just talking about that because it is such an essential website for caregivers in Wisconsin. It's really a one-stop shop. Can you let listeners know what they can find at WisconsinCaregiver.org?
Yes, and I do want to qualify that it's growing. So it's what it looks like now may not be what it looks like in 6 months as far as the content. Hopefully it'll be much more in 6 months. But the WisconsinCaregiver.org site is really a supplement to the ADRC. You can find information about how to apply for grants that you might be eligible for, information about the work group, virtual caregiver support, and other resources.
Thank you so much, Bryn, for coming on today and sharing that information. I encourage everyone to go to Wisconsin johnsoncaregiver.org. Check out the Alliance. See if there's something that aligns with you, your beliefs, your values that you want to jump into and support. And if not, there's tons of resources out there to support you. Thank you so much, Bryn.
Thank you.
Badger fans looking for holiday fun for the whole family? Get your tickets and join Wisconsin men's basketball at the Kohl Center in December. For more information on Badger men's basketball and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You are listening to The Empowered Caregiver, and I am your host, Liza Hellenbrand. And I was speaking earlier with Mr. Caden Kroot, a young man, and my son with multiple disabilities who gets up every day and just nails it. Right, Caden?
Yep, which is me. Before I start, can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, perfect. Awesome.
Okay. Well, we were just listening earlier with Bryn Seaman from the Wisconsin Family and Caregiver Support Alliance. Big key takeaway from her, wisconsincaregiver.org. That's where you can go to find all things caregiving in Wisconsin, including what I was mentioning earlier, the Tralta platform, which is an online platform that the state of Wisconsin pays for caregivers to help them get the support resources, online training that they need to be successful caregivers. And so Bryn, I heard her say she just started flexing her advocacy muscle, which made me think of you because you got some big muscles going on, right? Hitting up right. The gym.
Yeah, definitely. Especially this school year, I've been doing it quite a bit.
You're not skipping leg day, bro, right?
Comment. Not to anyone's knowledge.
Not to anyone's knowledge. Fair enough. But talking about flexing that advocacy muscle, that was one thing that I wanted to talk to you about because I feel like when you learned to become an advocate for yourself, it increased your confidence and started to grow. So what does advocacy mean to you, Caden?
Advocacy means like speaking up and telling people like what you
telling people what you need
and I can't hear myself.
Okay, telling people what you need.
Sorry about that. Telling people what you need and like just kind of getting to
Well, that's it. Ready?
Oh, that's
just basically
it. Yeah.
Speaking up for yourself.
Sure. All depending on the situation
and,
as well.
And telling people what you need. What are some times you've advocated for yourself?
Something that I've advocated for myself for is like, let's see here now. Oh, like a time I have is when I was getting bullied, when I wanted to be manager for the basketball team. Another time was at work
when I wanted to be manager for the basketball team. Tell me about that.
I wanted to be manager for my school's basketball team, the school I go to right now.
Yeah.
and I had to advocate to the teachers about it.
Yeah, you had to let the teachers know that you were interested in it, right? And then that was like the year before, so then you had to follow up with it, and there was steps that you had to take, right?
Yeah, I think eventually, as I got more into school, like, because I was only new last year, I wanted to do something like that, and then just this last semester, I got to, I won't be able to hear anything.
Okay. And so you were able to become the manager. And then you also did advocacy work at school, right?
Mm-hmm. And I would also like to advocate and say I can't hear anything on my headphones right now.
All right. Well, advocacy in action. Yeah. How about now? Can you hear me now?
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Wonderful. Tell me about your school advocacy. What did that look like? When's the time that you advocated in school?
Another time I advocated in school was when I wanted to perform in Fine Arts Week. This was back in high school.
Yeah, Fine Arts Week.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that, Caden. Why don't you tell listeners the story? Because that's something that we never shared about your super secret power.
So I have this ability to remember days, years, and like the day of the week people were born.
Right. You can kind of go back and remember just about every day of your life. I believe it's hyperthymesia. I'm never quite sure if I'm pronouncing that right. But when you were little, remember we went to Marquette University?
Yeah, that was on Saturday, November 5th, 2016. We went there, and another time was on Friday, December 9th, 2016.
Yes, that's right. You know, let's quiz Nate. Let's put Nate on the spot for a minute. Yeah,
shout out to
Nate. Right.
Hey, Nate, you mind telling us your birthday? If you don't want to give the year, you don't have to give the year.
I'll give the year.
Okay.
November 2nd, 1995.
November 2nd, 1995?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good. So what I'm going to do here is, gotcha. What I'm going to do here is, so I'm going to take my sister's birthday because she was born 1 year before and by a month, which would have been Tuesday, October 4th, 1994. But I know that went the same pattern as 2016. And so we got to go a month later. So knowing that Halloween that year would have been a Monday, I have to go to Wednesday, November 2nd of 94. But then you add 1 year later, and then that's a Thursday.
So you got to Google it. He's not always right.
I have no idea what day of the week my birthday actually was. Let me Google this.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll.
And you are.
Sorry.
And you are also 28 years old.
Yeah. So you're saying that he was born on a Thursday, and correct. He's going to get back to us to
and
see if
that right. is correct.
And that is correct. And correct. So next year in 2024, what day will Nate's birthday fall on? You know?
A lucky Friday, and he'll be 29.
A lucky Friday. Well, I can only
that sounds correct.
I can only assume that you're right. But I remember you trying to explain this to me once, and I did not get it. And all of that stuff that you were throwing out there, your sister's birthday, Halloween, and whatever you do, you got it right. Right?
Yeah, it's a special ability to just know it by heart.
Yes, and I remember that I stumbled upon that because I was teaching you. How old were you when I discovered that you had this ability?
I was in fourth grade when we discovered this. You were like, how are you getting these days right? Because I wrote on a sheet of paper that the first Avengers movie came out Friday, May 4th, 2012. And you were like, Caden, that was 2 years ago. Well, 11 years ago now, but at the time.
Yeah, you wrote a list of movies down and the release dates. Yeah. And I said, where did you get these release dates? And you said, oh, I know them. And then I said, go play. And I got the computer out and I checked them. And you were right on every one, a whole list.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, that's how I remember all the days. And one more thing I have to say, a shout out to one of my friends who actually remembers my birthday by heart and my sister's day by heart. I don't know how she knows, but yeah, she just knows it by heart.
Who's that? Who are you giving a shout out
to? Nadia.
To Nadia. Yeah. Merry Christmas to Nadia and her entire family. Thank you for joining me tonight, Caden Kroot.
Yeah, thank you.
locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The United States has released jailed businessman Alex Saab, an ally of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, in exchange for 10 Americans and a fugitive wanted by U.S. authorities.